Once you've done your 2 minutes of breathing and you have your question or your scenario in front of you that you're going to be addressing, you want to get a notebook, paper in front of you, and it's better than writing on a computer, and write down with a pen or a pencil or a colored marker your answers to the following questions. So what you'll want to do is go to the heart sheet and ask your heart, according to this scenario or this question, what's important to me about this? What else is important to me? How do you relate with this current scenario? Feel free to pick two or three of the questions from the heart sheet. Write down your answers. Then move to the head sheet, where you can ask questions of the head. So the sequences start with the heart, and then we're going to go to the prefrontal lobe. What do you see? What do you think? What could you imagine that could work for you? Those are the sorts of questions that are on this list. Pick two or three of those, ask those questions, notice what shows up. You may actually have visual images show up. You may smell things, you may taste things, all through this process. Just jot down the first thing that occurs to you. Write down the answers to your questions. Then go back to the heart and ask at least one more heart question. If you'd like to ask more, you're welcome to do that, but usually one to three suffices. Then drop down to the gut questions, the enteric brain questions, and ask two or three questions like, well, how does this fit with who I am? Or what's motivating me? What could be preventing me? How am I creating this fear? Those are questions that you can pick from one to three. Write your answers, and then go back to the heart. And one of the questions to use in this next questioning series with the heart is to just simply ask how the heart can connect. Does the heart see important relationships in all the messages? Can the heart connect what you've already seen and heard yourself say and feel and think? See if the heart can act somewhat like a conductor of the orchestra and bring all the pieces together to give you a message or to give you something that seems harmonious to you. If not, you can go back and repeat this process as many times as you need to until the heart has that final question and you sit with it. You may even want to leave this session and come back to it and see the patterns in what you've written. But always ask your heart to do that. Ask your heart to make the connections and see the relationships between the things that you've told yourself. I hope this works well for you. Let me know if you have further questions.